Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Chavav, 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Hei and Beis, after the Mishnah. And once again, our Mishnah will continue to discuss a situation where there's one item whose halachas and status will change based on different stages or circumstances. And as Rashi states, V'yesh b'chiluk prakim, uvizman sh'dov zeh noigba, in dov zeh noigba, v'yesh man sh'zeh noigba, v'in zeh noigba. And we will begin with Hakdama in order to discuss various points that are discussed in our Mishnah. And the Mishnah will begin by discussing an item called Temed, and as Rashi explains, it refers to a mixture of water and grape seeds, or as Tesis explains, a mixture of water together with the sediment of grapes. And as we will see in our Mishnah, that up until this point that this mixture ferments, then it will be considered water mamish, and then after the point that it ferments, it will be considered wine. And our Mishnah will discuss two different cases where it will be a nafka mina if we consider Temed to be water or we consider it wine. Number one, if someone transfers their Pirus Maisa Sheni onto money, and then they travel to Yerushalayim and they're going to use the money. So as we learned in Masechtas Erevin, based on the Pasuk in Parshas Ra'eh that states, in the Sata Kasa b'chol she'ta'av nafshecha b'bakul v'atzoyin v'yayin v'sheicha v'chol she'tishalcha nafshecha v'chata shom v'fnei ha'shol m'kecha v'samachta ato v'isecha. And clearly one could buy wine using Pirus of Maisa Sheni. However, based on the Klal Prat Klal, we learn ma'aprat mefurish pre v'gedulei kaka, one could only use Mois Maisa Sheni to buy something which is a peri that also comes from another pri and it grows from the ground. And certainly one cannot buy water using Kesef Maisa Sheni. And another nafka mina would be Benegei the Kashrus of a mikvah. And as we know that a mikvah has to be 40 saw, and every saw has 24 leg, and 40 saw is 960 leg. And if before a mikvah has the complete shear of 40 saw, 3 leg of Maim Shuvin fall into the mikvah, so the mikvah would be pasul. However, this din only applies to mayim, and it doesn't apply to yayin. And if 3 loig of yayin fall into a mikvah, so even though the mikvah did not yet have 40 saw, the mikvah would still be valid as long as there was no change to the color of the mikvah, and the mikvah does not appear like wine. And in addition, the Mishnah will discuss another case where there will be an inverse relationship between two different stages. And the Mishnah will discuss a case of ha'achin ha'shutfin, or sama geris ha'achin ve'ha'shutfin. And as we know that if Yaakov dies and leaves over his estate to his children, and let us refer to them as Reuven and Shimon, so if Reuven and Shimon have not yet split the estate, it is still what is referred to as tus habayis, and we look at these assets as if they still belong to the father, and we don't consider it as if Reuven and Shimon are partners in these assets. However, once Reuven and Shimon split the assets and then decide to remain partners, so then they would be considered shufim in the partners, and once again, there would be two nafkaminais, and one nafkaminais Kamina would be in the case of Machzah Shekel. And as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Shekalim, that at least Lafi the Sheet of Rameir, that since there's a chiyah for every male gadol in Klal Yisrael to give a Machzah Shekel made of silver every single year, since it's possible that some of the silver was rubbed off of this coin and it's not a full Machzah Shekel, so the Rabbanu were misakin that when giving a Machzah Shekel, one should add on a small coin together with the Machzah Shekel, and that small coin is called a kalboin. However, the Rabbanu only made this takana if someone was paying for their own Machzah Shekel, but if someone was paying for someone else's Machzah Shekel, then the Rabbanan did not require them to eat a Kalboin. And keep in mind that Rashi explains a Mishnah like the Sheet of Rameir, but the Rabbanan actually hold that one would only have to give a Kalboin where a person brings a full Shekel to the Beis HaMikdash instead of a Machzah Shekel, and since he'll have to receive change, so in that case there was a Chiv to pay an extra Kalboin, which is similar to a surcharge that one would pay to a money changer. And the Maisa Mishnah will also discuss a second nafka mina, and that is relevant to the din of Maisa Behema. And we know that when someone had multiple behemas, that for every 10th behema, they would have to take one behema and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon, and the basa would ultimately belong to the owner of the behema. However, this halacha only applies when it is a individual that owns these behemas. However, the chi of a Maisa Behema does not apply by shutfim, and as Rashi and Asugya brings down for the last perek of Masechtas Becharias, the pasuk in Parshas Bo states, and since the pasuk states yilucha, so we learn v'loishal shufis. And even though this pasuk is speaking about the chiyuv of bechar, however, as the Gemara explains in Masechtas Becharis, that we learn this drasha b'negei mais behima. And based on this hakdama, let us begin our Mishnah. As the Mishnah teaches us, hatemed actually hichbitz in nikach bekasim maisa upaisas hamikvah. However, mishe hichbitz nikach bekasim maisa ve'ina upaisas hamikvah. If one has temed and it has not yet fermented, acid, then it's considered regular water, and therefore you can't buy it using Mois Maisesheni. Number two, that if there would be a mikvah that is less than 40 sah, then three loig of this temed, which is prior to it being hichmitz, falls into the mikvah, then it would pass the mikvah. However, the Mishnah teaches us that once the temed ferments, then the inverse relationship would hold true, since at this point we consider temed to be yayin gomer, so therefore one could buy temed that was already fermented using Mois Maisesheni. And number two, if three loig of fermented temed falls into a mikvah that was not yet a bar mitzvah, it would not pass the mikvah. And the Mishnah now continues to discuss brothers who inherited the estate of their father. And as the Mishnah states, ha'achin ha'shufim, or as some agers, ha'achin ve'ashufim, k'shechayavim b'kalbim, p'turim b'maisa b'ema. However, k'shechayavim b'maisa b'ema, p'turim b'na'kalbim, that if they already split up the estate, and now they decided to remain partners, so when they would pay for their own machzah shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, so since they're paying for their own machzah shekel, so they're both going to be chayav kalboin, and in total they would have to give a full shekel plus two kalboin to the Beis HaMikdash. However, the Mishnah also teaches us that since they're considered regular shutfim, so at this point they'd be part of a Maisa Behema. However, the Mishnah continues that if they did not yet split up the estate, and it's still betvus sabayis, then they're not considered regular shutfim, and it's considered as if all this money and the behemoths that were left by their father is still considered their father's, and therefore if they would take a shekel from the tefusa habayis and pay it to the Beis HaMikdash for the achi of a machzah shekel, so it's as if their father is paying for their machzah shekel, and therefore there would not be a achi to pay any kalboin and to pay any surcharge. However, in this case the inverse would be true as well, b'negei ma'is behema, and since we consider behemoths to be currently owned by the tefusa habayis and by the estate, and it's not considered a shutfis, therefore they would still be obligated to take off ma'is behema and to bring that behemoth to the Beis HaMikdash, as we explained. And Ayin Rashi, that when the Mishnah stated there would be chayiv b'maisa behema, k'goyinim lechokum ha'olam, if they never actually split the Yerusha, and they kept all their money in their estate, chayavim b'maisa behema, they would be chayiv forever in b'maisa behema, la'asa kol neidlum ha'm kol yimei shutfasam, da'am ha'asam, and as the Gemara Masechtas Becharis tells us, yachal afilu kona b'tfus ha'bayis, one would think that even if they acquired all these behemoths based on the estate, and they never split up the estate, Talmudloi Meir, and therefore the pasuk tells us Yeah, that Rashi Maseches Becharis states Mikol Makom, and Rashi continues that while it's still in the estate, then it would be Pturim in Akalbin Legamri Sheshreklim Bishneim Shekel Sholem, and all they would have to pay is one shekel Shemam Naviim Becheskasi Oimed, and as we previously mentioned, which is based on the Mishnah Maseches Shkolim in Perak Aleph Mishnah Zayin, that Aviim Ashekel Abanavay Al Echam Ibnei Irai Upoitre Bishloi Potur in Akalbin, and as the Mishnah states Ashekel Al Yad Oni Oy Al Yad Shchinoi Oy Al Yad Ben Irai Pata Ubonav Nami Emes Shkaleim Olav the Havale Kishchinoi Ben Irai, and therefore they would not be obligated to eat a kalboin. And Ayin Taisa Dibu Maskel Places La Mikvah Haynu Mikvah Chaser Alv Shalom Ein Nifsel B'Shem Inyan. And as we learn in Masechtas Bar Basra in Hamichas Abayis Ayin and Taisa. And before we begin the Gemara, let us remember that our Mishnah taught us that there's a difference between unfermented temed, which is considered water, and fermented temed, which is considered wine. Our Gemara now begins. Money masisin loy Rabbi Yehuda v'loy Rabbanan. Now l'chira, our Mishnah is not going like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, and our Mishnah is also not going like the Shita Rabbanan. And the Gemara now explains as the Tzan, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Maaseis, hamitamei v'nasim mayim rida u'matzah k'dei midasei pata Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv. And the Mishnah Masechtas Maaseis is discussing a case where someone took a gallon of water and put it into a bucket together with a bunch of seeds of wine, whereas Taisus explained together with the sediment of wine, and Trumas and Maaseis were not yet taken off the sediment or these seeds, and he then strained this mixture, and he now separated the water from the seeds or the sediment, and when he measured the water, it's exactly the same amount of water they placed into this mixture, and previously he had a gallon, and he now has a gallon. And the Tanakam order Rabbanu that Mishnah hold, even if this water would now have the tam and mar of wine, it is still not considered wine, and one would not be obligated to take off Trumas and Maaseis, as certainly one doesn't take off Trumas and Maaseis from water. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that although we have the same exact amount of water, but since it tastes and looks like wine, so therefore it must be that some of the water was left in the shmarim or in the seeds, and the exact same amount of wine was absorbed from the sediment or from the seeds into the water, and therefore this water is considered wine, and therefore one would have to take off Trumas and Maaseis. And let us keep in mind that the Mishnah Masechtas Maaseis doesn't mention anything about the wine fermenting or if the wine was yet unfermented, and it would seem that in either case we would still have the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, and therefore the Gemara now continues and asks this question, that money, that who is our Mishnah going like, as E Rabbanan, Afagav the Hechbetz, as if our Mishnah is going according to the Shita Rabbanan, even if the Temet already fermented, it should still be considered water and not wine, and in all cases the din should be, Einu Nikach because of Maisa, Upaisa Mikvah, and E Rabbi Yehuda, Afagav the Hechbetz, and if our Mishnah will be going like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, that even in a case where the Temet did not yet ferment, it should still be considered wine, and the din should always be that nikach because of maisa and ainu places of mikvah. And as Rashi points out, that since the Mishnah Mesechtos Maaseiros is specifically talking about a case of imitam v'nasim mayim b'mida u'motza kedei midasai, so we see that the only times machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan is only if the volume of the liquid never changed, and therefore the Rabbanan could hold that we have a case of tam b'loy ma'amoshais, and therefore we still consider it water. And with a zok Rashi shim motza yosa, that certainly even Rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that if ultimately one would have found a larger volume of liquid than the original water they placed together with the shmarim, then since there's tam as well as mamashais, then even Rabbanan would agree that's considered yayin gomer, and therefore one would have to take off maisa. Based on this point, so Tosfos is bothered, why couldn't our Gemara just explain that our Mishnah is even going like the Shita Rabbanan? Our Mishnah is not talking about a scenario where he was mitam v'dasim mayim b'midu motza kedei midasai, and instead it's talking about a scenario where it was now a larger volume of liquid, and all would agree that prior to fermenting would still be considered water, and only once it ferments would it be considered wine. However, Zok Tosfos v'yishleima del kule al mechayiv afil lo hichbetz, that when Rashi says that the Rabbanan would agree that it would be considered wine, that is not only in the case where it already fermented, but as long as it had time of yayin, even if it did not yet ferment, it would also be considered yayin. And our Mishnah clearly differentiates between temed prior to fermenting and once temed already fermented. And also Ayin Tesis, who discusses how could it be that Rabbanan would hold that one would not be chayiv to take off maisois if lemaisa in kol terikula tam is ke'ikar, and since clearly this water tastes like wine, so certainly it should be chayiv maisa. And Tesis explains v'yish leimar the yayin b'mayim lechoshiv tam gomel Rabbanan kibishari surin as the hachaloi havel kiyo ba'alma ayin sham. And let us see the bottom Rashi, as Rashi states Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv b'maisa the kula perihu the chum patron hoil v'le nais by klum afal pishish by tam yayin ainu klum ayin sham. And the Gemara now continues and answers Rab Nachman Rab Bavua. Rab Nachman stated in the name of Rab Bavua, and we continue on Daf Chav Vav and Aleph b'shehichmetz machlekes u'masis and Rabbi Yehuda v'chein Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chinuna b'shehichmetz machlekes. Now, although the Mishnah Masechtos Maaseiros does not discuss if we're talking about temed that was already fermented or not, however, Zok Rab Nachman that the only machlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda is only by temed shehichmetz. That is the only time Rabbi Yehuda states one would be chayiv to take off maisa. However, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbanan that by unfermented temed that one would not take off maisa, and therefore our Mishnah is going specifically like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda that unfermented temed is considered water. And number one, einu nikach because of maisa, and number two, places a mikvah, and number three, lefir Rabbi Yehuda, one would not have to take off maisa. However, as Rabbi Yehuda stated in the Mishnah Masechtos Maaseiros that where one has temed that was already hichmetz, so then it's chayiv maisa as it's considered yayin, and that's why Mishnah Torah is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Misha Hichmes, number one, Nikach Bekesef Maiser, and number two, Einoi Poises HaMikvah. And as the Gemara stated, that similarly, Rabbi Yisrael Chinuna taught us that the Machlek is between Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda in Mesechtos Maaseiros is specifically where it was Hichmes, but even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbanon that if the Temed was not Hichmes, then it would be considered water, and therefore you would not be Chayv to take off Maiser. And Ayin Rashi at the top of Daf Chav Vav Manalev, Bishah Hichmes Machlek is, Al Bishalei Hichmes Rabbi Yehuda Moidid Lab Perihu, Rabbanon Afilu B'shichbetz Pligi, Rabbanon Achilik Rabbi Yehuda, they hold that even if the temed fermented, it would still be considered water, and it would still be Potter Maisa, and therefore, as Rashi continues, Masnis and Rabbi Yehudahi, Rashi is bothered that why didn't the Gemara explain that once the temed was already fermented, then even Rabbanon would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that it would be Chayib and Maisa, and the only times Machlek is between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda is only by unfermented temed, and in that case, Rabbanon hold that it's Potter Maisa, and Rabbi Yehuda would hold that it's Chayiv and Maisa, and our Mishnah would be going like Rabbanan. And Rashi explains the Kesavah Rab Nachman, the Kivan of Shloim Matzah El Kedei Mendasa Kamari, as since it's clear that the Mishnah Mesechtos Maaseiros is discussing a case where the volume of liquid never changed, so certainly Loi Hichmetz, Loi Mechayiv Ala Rabbi Yehuda, that certainly Rabbi Yehuda could not hold that one would be Chayiv to take off Maisa on unfermented Temed, Therefore, the only possibility would be that the machlekes between Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda is specifically in the case of Temet Shechmetz and Ayin in the second Tesis on Daf Chaf Avim Aleph, where Tesis makes the same point as Rashi, and Tesis states, Umasis Rabbi Yehudi, Vahod Loimuku Plutai, Vishloi Hechmetz, Umasis and Krabbanon, is Mishum, the Af Rabbi Yehuda, Yepoita, Bloi Hechmetz. And before we continue, let us point out that if one would buy water using Mois Maisesheni, then certainly the Mois Maisesheni would not be considered Chulin, and the person that now has the Mois Maisesheni would have to treat them with the proper Kedusha of Maisesheni. And our Gemara now continues and brings us another member from Nachman, the name of Rabbi Avua, as the Amr of Nachman, Amr Rabbi Avua, Tamit Shalacha, Bekasav Maisel, Besef Hichmetz, Kana Maisa, Mai Taimoy, Gloy Milsel, Mafreya, the Peru, that if Reuven took Mois Maisesheni and he gave it to Shimon, and he bought unfermented Temet from Shimon. So although we previously stated that one is not allowed to buy unfermented Temet using Mois Maisesheni, as unfermented Temet is considered water, however, if this Temet will ultimately ferment, then we consider it a proper exchange, and it's considered as if the money of the Maisesheni properly bought this Temet, and therefore the Mois Maisesheni were Yosel Chulin, and are now considered Chulin, do not retain Kedushas Maisesheni. And Rav Nachman explains, as now that we see that it actually fermented, so therefore it's a Gloy Milsel Mafreya, that even initially it was considered a Peri, and was not considered water, and as Rashi explains, Kana Maisa, Umisha Mois Biyodai, and now that Shimon has this money, Yochel Eichel Chutz Yishlaim, he could use this money even outside Yishlaim, Beplei Sheshchalu Al Temed, as the Ilu Loi Hechmet, Havu Hanach Mois Kaimi B'Kedusha Sayu, B'yada Meicha, and the reason is, as a Gloy Milsel B'Shas L'Kicha, Peri Hava, the Nichz Bem Koyach HaKatzanim, Al Shadayin Loi Gnigba, V'Chilu Ma'al Yehu, and Rashi points out that Rav Nachman is teaching us that the Metzias is, She'im Loi Hoi Yayim B'Katzanim, Loi Hoi Machbetz Loilam, as if there was no wine in the pits or in the sediment, then this mixture would never have fermented, Ayin Rashi. And Al Gemara now continues and asks a question on this member of Rav Nachman, as Elam Mastis in the Tani Hichbetz in Loi Hichbetz Loi, Dilmi Yishavke Havim Machbetz, that our Mishnah clearly stated that one could only use Mois Maisesheni to buy Temet Shechbetz, but one cannot use Mois Maisesheni to buy Temet Shloi Hichbetz. And as we'll explain the Diyak a bit later, Rashi points out that if someone would do so, even B'dievet would not be a valid purchase, and therefore the Mois Maisesheni would still have the original Kedusha, and the Gemara is bothered that since Rav Temet will eventually ferment, so even if Shimon, who now has the Mois Maisesheni, leaves town and is no longer near the Temet, and he doesn't know what happened to the Temet, so he should be able to rely that it fermented, and therefore this Mois is Yatzel Chulin, and as Rashi continues, Dilmi Shafke Havi Machmet, V'Heichad Lisa Kamon, and even if Shimon is no longer around, Nezel Basruba, he should be able to follow the Rav, V'Ruba Machmitzrein. Rashi now points out that how do I know that when the Mishnah stated in Nikach Bekesef Maisa, it means that even B'dieved, it would not actually work, and we would not rely on Rav, and Rashi explains that since our Mishnah taught us two dinim, and it taught us, number one, in Nikach Bekesef Maisa, and number two, places on Mikvah, clearly both dinim are similar, and just like B'negeya Mikvah, it's Pasal Gamri, therefore, when the Mishnah tells us that in Nikach Bekesef Maisa, it means that the Mois Maisa Sheni would never go out L'chulin, and as Rashi states, U'minikhtani in Nikach U'paisal, Shema Mino, Kol Kamad Lo Hichmetz, Afa Pisha Osel Hachmetz, however, he Shaita Mi'ala Perihu V'le HaVichilol, on the Maisa, we have to look at the Temed Basher Osham, and since it did not yet ferment, therefore it's considered like Mayim Gomer, and even if at a later point it would ferment, however, the Mois Maisa Sheni would not be Mechulol, just like we find that the Mikvah is always Pasol, and we don't rely on a Rav that likely it will ferment, and therefore the Mikvah should be Kosher. However, Agamar continues that Amar Rabbah, Keshishai Menu Bekois V'lo Hichmetz, that in the Chenabi, according to Rav Nachman, in most cases we would rely on Rav, and the Meicha could rely that this Temet would have fermented, therefore he could be Noig with the Mois Maisesheni as Chulin. However, our Mishnah is specifically talking about a case where Reuven bought unfermented Temet from Shimon using Mois Maisesheni, and either Shimon stayed around the area, or even if Shimon left, however, he kept some of the Temet in a Kais, and he eventually realized that this Temet never fermented, and that's why in these cases, the Mois Maisesheni would not be considered Chulin. And before we continue, let us point out that both Ramban and Rashba are also bothered as to how the Gemara could be asking a question of Nachman if the Mashmois of the Mishnah seems to be that even though L'chachila, one should not purchase unfermented Temet using Mois Maisesheni, but it would be Mashman if one one did so, then as long as it eventually will ferment, that the Mois Maisa Sheni would be Yisrael Chulin, and Zok the Ramban, Afagav the Mesveka in Leichon Yisrael because of Maisa, Poisel Nami Mikvah, and it would seem that it is only a Din Misafek, and only a Din L'chachila. However, Zok the Ramban, that we would medayik for the Mishnah, as the Mishnah states, in Nikach, Loima Shafil Lachlu Yachsu Dom Mokhaimon, V'yoichla Tamed B'chol Mokhaim, and Inami Hachi Makshinon, Heichi Pasik V'toni Dine, Dehai, V'yoichla Tamed B'chol Mokhaim, and the Gemara responds, Inachinami, our Mishnah's talking about a case where one was Boydik, and we know that it never fermented. And Ayin Rashba that points out that's Mashram from a Mishnah, that Mitarius Vadai, this moist would not go out Lechulin, and even if someone would be Makadish a woman using this money, we would not have to be Chayish Lekadushin, and Inim Kadesh's Klal, and Vafilosophic Kadesh's Loihave, and Bishlemo, Ilaisil Drab Nachman, Hainu Taimo, Mishimda, he Shaita, me a la Peru. Who bossed me Karazlinon, El Ram Nachman de Omer de Koshich Pizl Besaif, Amin Gloy Muslim Afreya, and my Lloyd, and why shouldn't we be Choshish for Kedushin, Ayin Shom? And Agamar now continues, Rava Omar, and Rava explains that we don't have to explain that our Mishnah is specifically talking about a case where the Meichu kept a kois, and he knows that it never fermented. And in the Chanami, really in the case of our Mishnah, Rav Nachman would hold that since Rav Temed eventually does ferment, therefore the Mois Maisa Sheni would be Yitzel Chulin. However, our Mishnah is specifically going like the Shita Rabbi Chemenuri, and certainly Rav Nachman does not hold like the Shita. Rav Nachman holds like the Rabbanon, and as Rava continues, Hamani Rabbi Chemenuri, that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Chemenuri that we find in Mesechus Mikvais, and we also learn to Mesechus Makkos. And as we learn to the Mishnah, and the Mishnah first brings down the Shita Rabbanon, that Shleish Lugim Mayim Chasa Kortav, Shinafel Techen Kortav Yayin, Marein Kamari Yayin, Vinafel Mikva, Loipaslu, that as we mentioned in Akdama, that if a mikvah is less than 40 saw, and three loig of mayim shuvim fall into the mikvah, then the mikvah will be pasul. And the Rabbanan teach us that if there is a mikvah that's less than 40 saw, and Reuven takes a little bit less than three loig of water, and a kortav of yayin falls into that water, and this mixture, which now looks like wine, and is three loig, and it now falls into a mikvah that has less than 40 saw, then the mikvah would still not be pasul, as lemaisa three loig of mayim shuvim did not fall into this mikvah, and as Rashi points out that the Rabbanim would agree that if there was actually three loig of mayim shuvim, so even if a quart of a wine falls into that mixture and now looks like wine, that this water would still pass the mikvah, as lemaisel halach lemesh misinai teach us that as long as three loig of mayim shuvim fall into a mikvah that did not yet have 40 saw, then the mikvah would be pasul. The Rabbanim continue that if gemaluga mayim chas a quart of shenafel v'teichon quart of chalav v'marein kamar mayim v'nafel lemikvah loy paslu, and the Rabbanim also teach us that if one had a little bit less than three loig of mayim shuvim, and a quart of milk falls in, and you now have three loig of liquid, so even though it looks like water, it would still not passel, as lemaisa, the only way to passel a mikvah is only if three loig of mayim shuvim falls into the mikvah. However, the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri Omer, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri is choyach and chachamim, and he holds hakol hilach achamara, that we always go bust with appearance. Certainly, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri agrees to Rabbanan in the first case, but not based on the same reason, as the reason why Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri holds that the mikvah would not be pasul is because wine fell into this water, and the water now looks like wine, and therefore would not pasul the mikvah. However, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri would be chayuk and achamim in the second case of the Mishnah, as in that case, once the milk fell into this mixture of water, and you now have three loig of a mixture that looks like water that fell into a mikvah, so the mikvah would be pasul. Therefore, Rava explains, lab om Rabbi Yechon basach hazusa azlinon, that since we see that Rabbi Yechon holds that we always go basa appearances, hachanami zil basa chazusa v'taim v'chazusa dahai mayaninu, and since our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, so in the first case of a Mishnah of a temed actually hichbitz, that since the temed was unfermented and it didn't taste like wine and it didn't have the appearance of wine, so therefore it's considered like mayan ba'alma, and that's why it would be in a nikach because of maisa. In order to understand the sheet of Rav Nachman, let us see Rashi that begins 17 lines from the beginning of the middle lines of Rashi. And Rashi states, "V'nira be'inai to Rav Chasa Kurta Tani Bereisha, and Mishum Dlekashir Kometana Kama Leipaslu." That the reason why the Rabbanan hold that in the first case of the Mishnah of Gimel Lugan Mayim Chasa Kurta of Shinafel Teichen Kurta Yayin Umarein Kamari Yayin V'nafel Lemikva Leipaslu is because there was not three loig of Mayim Shuvin. However, if there would have been three loig of Mayim Shuvin, then even if some wine would get mixed into it and it would now look like Yayin, it would still pass a Mikva. The Rabbanan Leikapti Achazusa Klal, as Rabbanan not concerned about a appearances at all, the Hashtag Masuk Meshapid Rab Nachman, the Azab Basa Besaif, now makes sense that Rab Nachman holds that we have to look at the end result, and Afagab the Hashtag Chazusa Maya, the Omer Katanakama, the Azab Basa Chazusa, as the Meiser Rab Nachman's going like the Tanakama, that we are not concerned about appearances, and since ultimately it will ferment, therefore, Gloy Muslim Afreya, the Peru, and since we were always considered to be a pre, therefore would not pass on the mikvah. Number two, in Maisa Nikach da Perikopid, that according to Rav Nachman, the Mois Maisa Sheni would go out Lechulin, Ayin Rashi. And keep in mind that we explained this Gemara based on the second explanation of Rashi. However, in the first explanation of Rashi, he's actually Gerus in the Mishnah Mesechus Mikvahs, Gimel Lugum Mayim, Shinafel Techen Kortov Yayin, and he's not Gerus Chasa Kortov, Ayin and Rashi. But ultimately, Rashi likes the second explanation, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara will now go back to its original question, as the Gemara asked on our Mishnah, Mani Masisin, and our Mishnah did not seem to be able to work out, either according to the Shita Rabbi Huda or the Shita Rabbanon that we saw in the Mishnah, Mesechtas Maisers. And Rav Nachman initially explained that the Machlekes between Rabbi Huda and Rabbanon was Dafka by Temed that already fermented, and our Mishnah is going to feed the Shita of Rabbi Huda. And our Gemara now states, so Pligid Rabbi Lezer, that this member of Rav Nachman is Chilak Rabbi Lezer da Amira, and our Gemara now brings down the member of Rabbi Lezer, as Rabbi Lezer comes to Mim Farish, the machlik is between Rabbi Huda and Rabbanon, the Mishnah Mesechtas Maisois, as the Amr Rabbi Lezer, Hakol Moedim Sheim Afrishin Lo Memokam Achar, Elim Kein Hichmitz, as Kesova Bloi Hichmitz Machlik is, Va'ad Kan Le Mechai Rabbi Huda, Elim Minei Ubei, Al Me'amaloi, Dilma Asal Afrushim Men Achiyav Al Aptor, Umen Aptor Al Achiyav. Rabbi Lezer explains that both Rabbi Huda and Rabbanon agree that if one had Temed that was already Hichmitz, then certainly this is considered regular wine, and therefore one is chayv to take off regular trumas and maisois. Just like we know that if someone has two bushel of the same peri, that he could take off trumas and maisois from one bushel on the other bushel, and he doesn't have to take off from the same basket. Therefore, one could take off trumas and maisois from any barrel of fermented temed in order to be misaken another barrel of fermented temed. Rabbi Lezer holds that the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon is dafka by temed shloi hichbitz, by temed that did not yet ferment. And the three Rabbi Lezer, the Rabbanon actually are chilk on the second member of Rabbi Nachman, is Rabbanon hold that we will always consider unfermented temed to be water, and even if at a later point the temed does ferment, we don't say that since Skala Adavla Mafreya that it was always wine, since Rabbanon hold that unfermented temed is always considered water, so one would not be chayev to be mafresh trumas and maisis at all. Or Rabbi Lezer holds that certainly Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the second member of Nachman that if temed ultimately ferments, that is Skala Adavla Mafreya that was always wine, and it was always chayev betrumas and maisis. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that one is not going to be mechuyev to take off trumas and maisis b'teris vaday, as there is still a possibility that this temed will never ferment, and certainly if the temed never ferments, then it was always considered water, and it was never chayev to take off trumas and maisis. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that one only has to take off trumas and maisis from this temed misafek, and therefore, if Rabbi Yehuda, one specifically has to be mafresh to trumas and maisis for this barrel of temed from this exact barrel of temed, as if he would want to take off trumas and maisis from another barrel of temed that did not yet ferment, and let us call that barrel B, that will be used in order to be misaking the temed that's in barrel A that also did not yet ferment, as although if barrel A and barrel B of this temed remains with the same status and both of them do not ferment, then it turns out that both were not chayiv in trumas and maisis, and if both barrels ultimately ferment, then certainly both barrels will chayiv in trumas and maisis, and there is no problem. However, if the temed in barrel A ultimately ferments and the temed in barrel B does not ferment, then it turns out that the temed in barrel A was actually wine and was mechuyev in trumas and maisis and was tevel. And by taking off trumas and maisis from the temed in barrel B, one could not be misaken the temed in barrel A. It will turn out that you mafresh min aptol achiyev, and anyone that eats from the temed in barrel A will be eating tevel. And in the opposite scenario, where the temed in barrel A ultimately does not ferment, and meanwhile the temed in barrel B does ferment, so by being mafresh the trumas and maisis from the temed in barrel B, being mafresh min achiyev al aptor, as since the temed in barrel A is considered like water, so there is no requirement to take off trumas and maisis. And if one will now go and give this truma to a kohen, so you're actually giving the kohen tevel, and as we know that even if a kohen would eat tevel, then the kohen would be chayim misa b'dei shemayim. As Rashi points out, that lefi Rabbi Yehuda, since we have a suffix as to the status of the temed in barrel A, therefore one could only be mafresh trumas Mesir Maisois directly from barrel A and not from barrel B. And as we explained, because if he would be mafresh from barrel B, then there would be a possibility to be mafresh min aptor achiyav or min achiyav al aptor. And as Rashi states, v'am mafresh min aptor achiyav oichot tevel shoy in shem maisach chol al maisoisav she'inu royal kach v'nimse shloy nesak in zeh shef v'shlov. Similarly, v'am mafresh min achiyav al aptor maichot tevel l'koyin shoy in shem truma chol alav kivin shezeh shoy mafresh alav in tzarech l'kach and nimse shenis le mitevel zeh hachaye b'truma u'machil l'koyin al chinam v'tevel b'misa af l'koyin, as we learned in Masech the Sanhedrin. And keep in mind that Rabbi Elazar will have to explain that our mishnah is going according to the Chachamim, and as we just explained, that the machlek is between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda is b'shaloi hichmitz. Rabbi Yehuda would hold that one would have to take off trumas maisus misafik. However, Rabbanan say that we consider it mayim ba'alma, and one would not have to take off mais at all. And as we saw in our mishnah, however, we one bought tamed shehichmitz, and all agree that's considered a pri, and therefore one would have to take off trumas maisus b'teris vaday. That also works out with our mishnah that stated that when you have temed mishehichmitz nikach because of maisa and ain a paisel samikva. Keep in mind that it doesn't make a difference as to how we understand our mishnah, but ultimately at this point we have seen that there are three nafkaminos if temed is considered yayin or if temed is considered water. As at a point that temed is considered water, then number one it would be ain a nikach because of maisa, and number two paisel mikva, and number three, as we saw in the mishnah masechtas maisos, one would not have to take off trumas maisos. However, if temed is at a stage that is considered pre and it's considered wine, then number one is nikach because of maisa, number two would not pass the mikvah, as we saw in our mishnah, and as we saw in the mishnah mesechtas maisos, then one would have to take off trumas maisos. And our gemara will now bring a brisa that will bring a case where it will be another nafkamina if at that point temed is considered mayim, or if at that point temed is already considered yayin. And before we begin the brisa, let us begin with the hakdama. As we know that if a person or if a kli that's not a kli cheres becomes tamei, then you could place it in a mikvah and it will become tar. However, one cannot take food or drink and place it in a mikvah in order to be mataret, and once food or drink becomes tamei, it is always tamei. However, there's one exception, and that exception is by water. And if one has a jug of tamei water, then one could take the jug and carefully place it into a mikvah and have a drop of the water of the mikvah touch or kiss the top of the water that's inside the jug, and all of the water will now be considered as if it's part of the mikvah, and the water will now become tar. And as we know, this is called hashaka, and as Rashi explains, three lines from the top of the Chaf Vavim Beis, Umayim mitarim ba'ashaka, Shem yesh lo mayim yofim l'shtia, v'nitmu noisnum b'kli u'meshakon b'mei ha'mikvah, ad she noishkan ha'mayim b'avi chibor, u'batlu l'gab b'mikvah, ketfu ha'tmeya shezor b'kaka, she'batlu tumasa v'hi tahira. And as we learned in Masechtas Pesachim on Daf Lamed Aleph, and Rashi points out that this only applies to mayim, but it doesn't apply to yayin. And as Rashi states, Avol yayim b'mayim lavs rihi the time aloy bottle. And Rashi teaches us that the concept of hashaka is not based on regular tefillah, but it's based on the concept of zriya. And this is clearly stated in Rashi Masechtas Beah on Daf Yudzayin Beis. And as Rashi explains, Mashika b'mayim v'nimtzu elu zruyim u'chubar l'mei ha'mikvah u'batlu agabayu v'taru ve'in oytayr b'mikvah l'chol eichlum ashka el l'mayim. Rashi clearly states v'loy b'teris tefillah el b'teris zriya k'daminu b'psachim in parakol shah. And as we learned in Masechtas Pesachim on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, however, Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem at the top of Daf Chaf Amud Beis, where he states v'choshev luhu k'tefillah Ayin Shom. Nagamar now continues Tan Rabbanan that we learned in the Brisa Atemed Ad Shle Hichmitz, and we continue on Daf Chaf Amud Beis Mashika B'mayim. However, Mishehichmitz in Mashika B'mayim, that if someone has temed that is tamei but it did not yet ferment, so this temed is considered water. Therefore, the halacha of hashaka would apply. However, if this temed already fermented, then it's already considered wine, and therefore the concept of hashaka would not apply. The Gemara continues, Amar Rava, that Rava qualifies the Braisa, that even though the Reish of the Braisa stated that a temed actually hichmetz mashika b'mayim, however leishanu el shetimdum b'mayim tayim v'nitmu, aval tmei meikar loy, that the only time that this concept of hashaka would work by temed, and only if initially when you mix the water together with the grape seeds or with the sediment, the water was still tar, and then it became tamei, so then you could do hashaka. However, initially, when you took the water and you placed it together with the seeds or with the shmarim, the water was already tamei, then the din of hashaka would not apply. And as we will see, the Gemara will now ask a question on Rava, that l'chayr, if unfermented temed is considered water, why would it make a difference if the water was initially tar or if the water was initially tameh. And as the Gemara continues, Azur Rav Gvia mi Beit Kassel, Amr L'Shmaitza Kamidu Rav Ashi, that Rav Gvia from the place called Beit Kassel, he said over the member of Rava in front of Rav Ashi. Then Rav Gvia continued and asked the following question to Rav Ashi, that Maishna tameh mei kar deloi, that why would it be that Rava would say that if the water was initially tameh, then Ashaka would not work for Temed? The only thing I could think of is that Minon, Aidi de Maya Kiri, Shachni Tatoy, Peri Kapo Mulel, Veloika Sakalul Ashakla Maya, that since the tummy water is heavy, that the water will stay on the bottom of the keli, and the sediment of the wine will rise to the top and float to the top. Therefore, when you take this pitcher and you place it into the water, so the water of the mikveh will not actually be coming into contact with the water of the temed, and will actually be coming into contact with the wine sediment, and that is why rubber would hold that a shaka would not work. But yehachi tahir mulubusayf nitmu nami, that even if the water was originally tar, then only after you put the sediment into the water became tummy. So in that case as well, the water will go down to the bottom of the kli, and the shmarim will remain at the top of the kli, and once again, the water of the mikvah will not come into contact with the water of the temed. And l'chirin, even in that case, the din of ashaka should not apply. But by the fact that Rav agrees that ashaka applies in that case, so it must be el mevalbli and hachanami mevalbli, and it must be that when someone makes temed out of water that was initially tar, even after you mix peiros into this water, and then the water becomes tamei, so the peiros and the water are considered mixed up, and when you do ashaka, the water will actually touch some of the water in the kli. Therefore, the same would apply when someone started with water that was tamei, then placed peiros into the water. Certainly, the water and the peiros get mixed together, and if someone does ashaka, water of the mikvah will certainly come into contact with some of the water of the temed, and therefore it would also work. And as Rashi states, mivabli hakol yachad hamayim vayayin shel temed ilkoch mahani le'ashaka, and therefore ashaka would work in all cases and not like Rava. And I in the bottom tesis on daf chav vav and aleph, which tesis explains that we previously saw the sheet of Rav Nachman that even if you have temed that did not yet ferment, but if it will eventually ferment, that the skala adov l'mafreya, that it was always considered wine, and therefore Tesis explains that when our Brisa stated HaTemed Ad Shelo Hichbetz, Brisa really is discussing a case of Temed that never became Chametz and never will become Chametz. And as Tesis states, when our Brisa states Ad Shelo Hichbetz, it really means Ein Sefer L'Hachmetz and Sheshayim Yimena B'Kais V'Lo Hichbetz, and you left over some of the Temed in a cup and they actually know that it never fermented, and therefore we know that's Mayim Gomer, and that's why Hashaka would work. And similarly, Tesis explained that when Rav Nachman stated at the top of Daf Chaf of Malif that the machlekes between Rabbi Huna and Rabbanon is b'shehichbetz, and Tesis explains that based on Rav Nachman l'shitasai, that the machlekes between Rabbi Huna and Rabbanon is lav dafka b'shehichbetz el akivin shesayfer l'achmetz avagad lehichbetz ayin in Tesis. Similarly, when our Mishnah states lehichmetz, it's not referring to something that did not yet become chametz, but it's discussing a case where we know that the temed never fermented, and we continue with the new Mishnah. And once again, the Mishnah will discuss one scenario where there's inverse relationship between different periods of time, and based on one time frame, one halacha would apply and the other halacha will not apply, and based on another time frame, the other halacha would apply and the first halacha will no longer apply. And as our Mishnah states, kol makom sheish mecher ein knas, v'chol makom sheish knas ein mecher. This is actually a Mishnah Masechtas Ksubis on daf Mem and Beis, and the Mishnah Masechtas Ksubis then goes on to expand and explain the ratio of the Mishnah. And the ratio of the Mishnah Masechtas Ksubis is exactly like a Mishnah, and the Mishnah states kol makom sheish mecher ein knas, v'chol makom sheish knas ein mecher. And then the Mishnah explains ketana yesh lo mecher v'ein lo knas, that during the time that a girl is a ketana, so a father could sell her as an amar vriya. However, during that period of time, if someone was ma'anis or mefatah her, it would not be chayiv to pay 50 shekel either to her or to her father. However, the Mishnah continues that the inverse is true b'negeya naira, as naira yesh lo knas v'ein lo mecha, that if a girl is a naira, then if someone is ma'anis or mefatah, they have to pay 50 shekel. However, from that point forward, she cannot be sold as an amar vriya. And the Mishnah Masechtas Ksubis actually continues and ends off habegeres ein lo loy mecha v'loy knas. Now Gemara now continues and actually is a repeat from the Gemara Masechtas Ksubis. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Zu Divrei Rameir Aval Chacham Omrim Yesh Knas B'Makom Mecha. And our Mishnah is specifically going like the Shita of Rameir, as Rameir holds that there is no din of knas by a ketana. That's why the Reish of our Mishnah stated kol makom sheyesh mecher in knas. However, the chacham actually hold that yesh knas b'makom mecher, and the din of knas is even applicable to a ketana. And as our gemara continues, the tanyan, as we learn to the brisa, and this brisa will first bring down the sheet of Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds ketana mibas yoy mecher ad shetavi beisayrus yesh lo mecher ve'in lo knas, as we just saw in our mishnah. However, mishetavi beisayrus ad shetibaga yesh lo knas ve'in lo mecher de Rav Meir. Shehir Rav Meir imek kol makom sheyesh mecher in knas v'chol makom sheyesh knas in mecher. And this is exactly as we saw in our mishnah. However, the Chum Agman Rav Meir, they hold that the din of knas also is applicable to a ketana. And as the Chum state, ketana mibaskim olshanim v'yem echad ad shetibaga yesh lo knas. And if someone is ma'anes or mefata, a young girl, and the chiv of knas would apply as long as the girl is at least 3 years old and one day we're biyasa bia, and it's royal bia, and besula inon chayzrin, and until she becomes a begaris. And the Gemara now continues and asks, knas in mechaloi, that how could it be that Chum only state that yesh lo knas, and certainly while she's a ketana, her father has a right to sell her as an amavriya. And the Gemara answers, ema af knas b'makom mecha, that the Chum responding to a mayor, that although you stated that it's impossible for someone to receive knas during the same period that a father has a right to sell his daughter, and that is in the entire period while she's a ketana. However, we hold that even during the time that a father has a right to sell his daughter and she's a ketana, so as long as the ketana is at least 3 years old and one day, then there would be a chiyuv to pay for knas. However, certainly even Rabbanan agree that not at all times that there's a right to sell your daughter is there a chiyuv of knas. And certainly, although a father has a right to sell his daughter from the moment that she's born, however, the chiyuv of knas does not begin until a girl is 3 years old and one day, and she's roi labia and besula chayzun. And therefore, keep in mind that lefida chachamim, there are actually four stages in a girl's life. It's koydim shetir labia, yesh mecha ve'en knas, and then from the point that she's 3 years old and one day until she's a naira, so her father could sell her, and there's also a chiyuv of knas. And then from the point that she's naira until she's a begeres, so there is a chiyuv of knas, but her father cannot sell her. And as Rashi states, when mishutavi shtei sarius v'ad shetibargo yesh knas v'loy mecher. And finally, once she's a begeres, so number one, her father cannot sell her. Number two, there would no longer be a chiyuv of knas, and at that stage is a mecher v'ein knas. And Ayin Rashi explains that Rav Meir holds when the pasuk speaks about the inus mufata. So the pasuk in Pasuk Yisei states v'nosan isha sheichivimah lavi anayir chamishim kesef. Therefore, we learn nayir in ketana loy. However, the Rabbanan hold that since when the pasuk uses the word naira, it actually states chaser and it says the word as nar. Therefore, as the Gemara Masechet Ksubos explains that kol makom shenemar nar b'loy hey afilu ketana b'mashma. And Rashi also explains that when a girl becomes a naira, her father can no longer sell her as an amavriya. And as we learned in Masechet Erechin, that one would think that one could sell their daughter when she's a naira. However, certainly one cannot do so based on the kal v'chomer, as just like if someone sells a daughter as a ketana, once she becomes a naira, she goes out and she no longer has to work for the adoin. And if so, certainly if the father did not yet sell her, he cannot go and sell her while she's a naira. And as Rashi brings down, amr kal v'chomer uma mechura kfar yitza achsha b'simani nairais shesheinu mechura inu din shloi timacher ayin sham. And Rashi points out ubein bagris l'nairais shisha chadashim. As we know that once a girl is hevishtei sairais, at that point she becomes a gdeila, but there's an interim period where she's a naira, and from the point that she's hevishtei sairais and for the next 6 months she's categorized as a naira, and then she becomes a full-fledged gdeila and she's called a bageres. And before we continue with the next mishnah, let us recall the basic idea of miyun. And we know that while a girl is a ketana, her father could be mekabel kesef kedushin for her, and she would be mekudeshes midiraisa. And if she would want to leave her husband, she would need to get midiraisa. And we also know that if a ketana becomes a yesema and she no longer has a father, so the rabbanim were concerned that she will be hefker, and therefore they were misakin that her mother or her brother could be mekabel kedushin for her. However, if they do so, it is only kedushin rabbanon, and if she would want to leave her husband, she could do so just by me and ba'alma, and there's no requirement to receive a get. And although it's not relevant to our Gemara, there's also a concept of a ketana that's considered yesema b'chayavia, and that's in a case where a father married her off as a ketana, and then she got divorced. And Ayin Rashi in our Mishnah, Dibur Masro Miyun, b'yesema shekachua ima echel v'afilu daita, so she has a right to be mayan up until the point that she's hevishtei sairais, and she'll be yitzah b'loy get. And as we will see, see that this is actually the sheet of Rav Meir. However, as we will see, that the Gemara will tell us that the Chama Chilak Rav Meir, and as we will see, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that this girl could even be Mayan at Shiyarba Hashacha Lavan, which is after she's already a Naira, and after the point that she was Hevi Shtei Sairis. And also, let us point out that if a Ketana was married and her husband dies before they had children, then she would be Zakuk Liyibum to her husband's brothers. However, as Rashi points out, that she would not be able to do Chalitza until she becomes a Gdayla, and as Rashi brings down for the Gemara Mesechtes Yevamos, as the Pasuk states, Vim lo yachbay tzayish, and therefore we learn that a Yavam has to be a Gadol, and with Makish, Isha le'ish, and therefore an Isha has to be a Gdayla as well. Based on this Haktamah, let us see our Mishnah, as once again our Mishnah teaches us that there's another case where the status of a girl will change based on her age. There will be an inverse relationship between two dinim, and as our Mishnah continues, Kol Mokum Sheish Mion in Chalitza, that any time that a Ketana could still do Mion, which is until she's a Naira, so during that time period, the din of Chalitza would not apply, as Chalitza could only be done once she's already a Naira, and the inverse relationship would apply at a later point, as Kol Mokum Sheish Chalitza, that once a girl's a Naira, and therefore the din of Chalitza does apply, so at that point, a Mion, that she could no longer do Mion. And once again, Agamar tells us, Amar Abhudam Rav, that Abhudam tells us the name of Rav, Zudiv Rameh, that our Mishnah is specifically going like the Shita Rameh, however, the Chum hold that even during the time frame where a girl could still do Mion, there is still a possibility of doing Chalitza, and as some agrees, Suman Chacham Rabbi Yehudahi, and who is the Chacham that we're referring to? We're referring to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanin, as we learned to the Braisa, and Masa Abbas Mamanez, Asher Tovish Tei Sarius, the Rameh holds that a girl could only be Mayan until she's a Gdela, until she has two Sarius, and only until she's a Naira. However, Rabbi Yehuda Imeh, at Shiyir Ba'ashacha Alavan, that a girl could be Mayan until she's a little bit older than she's in Naira, and until the two Sarius become larger, and they fold over onto her skin, and it looks like she has black on top of the white of her skin. And as Taisa says, Pirish Habasa Lovinhu, V'Kab Rabbi Yehuda, the Be'inan Sheyashche Oisei HaMakim Min HaSarius, U'V'Shtei Sarius Sagi, could have referred to Perak Basimin, V'Loi Sheyav Mamish, El Sheyu Shtei Sarius Sheikhvais, and V'Nira Kumoy Sheyir Ba'ashacha, Kleima Daima Kumoy Sheyesham Sarius Habe, and Zok Taisa Zerim Mesechtas Nida, Perish Perkuntris, V'Loi Gassinan Al-Alavan, and we will only be Gurus at Sheyir Ba'ashacha, and Ayin Rashi and Asugur does Mashm like that as well, Ayin Sham, also Ayin Taisa Zedibu Maschel Avachacham Ra'imim Yesh Mim B'makam Chalitza D'Tanya, and Taisa points out that really our Gemara could have brought the Mishnah Mesechtas Nida on the top of Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah states, Hineke Shevi Yishtei Sarius Eini Yichol Lamein, and Rabbi Yehuda Ime at Sheyir Ba'ashachar, and where we Zok Taisis of a Maisi Breisa Meshum the Mefurish Bar Meir, but we bring the Breisa, as the Mishnah doesn't state that the Shita of the Tanakam is Rameir, and the Breisa states in Mefurish that the Shita of the Tanakam is the Shita of Rameir, Ayin Shom. And once again, before we begin the Mishnah, let us begin with the short Akdama, and as we learned in the Breisa, Mesech the Shabbos and Aflam Heyom Beis, Tanar Abonon Sheish Tukiyas Taikin Er Shabbos, and we show you the Lahavtal Sa'om Molochah Shabbosadais, and Shnei Lahavtal Eir, Vechanuya, Shlishis Lahadak Saner, Divram Nosin, Rabbi Yehuda Nosin Eimer, Shlishis Lachlitz Tfilin, and then Vishoya Kadet Sliyas Dag Kotten, Oikdei Lahavdik Paspitano, Vetekea Maria Vetekea Vishoyves, and as Rashi and our Mishnah explains, that this Tekiyah was not only done on Erev Shabbos, but it was also done on Erev Yontiv, and as Rashi states, Ubin Ashmash is taken, Lahavdu Ben Kodesh Lachal, and we know that on Matsoy Shabbos we make Havdalah, and in the Bracha we state, Hamavdu Ben Kodesh Lachal, Ben Or Lachoshech, etc., and then we end off, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamavdu Ben Kodesh Lachal, and our Mishnah will now discuss two different periods of time where there's an inverse relationship between the halachas that pertain to those days, and we will discuss Yontiv that falls out on Friday and then goes into Shabbos, and we will also discuss a case where Yontiv falls out on Sunday or on Matzah Shabbos, and Yontiv follows immediately after Shabbos, and our Mishnah now teaches us, Kol Mokum Sheyesh Tekiyah in Avdalah, V'chol Mokum Sheyesh Avdalah in Tekiyah, and the Mishnah now explains, Ketzad, as Yontiv Shechol Yisper of Shabbos, Taken V'loy Mavdilin, that if Yontiv falls out on Friday, right before Shabbos, they would actually do Tekiyahs, as up until this point, it was Mutter to cook, Mishum Eichel Nefesh, and once it's Shabbos, so it's completely Asa to cook, and as Rashi explains, Taken Afal Pisha Gam Hayoyim Yontiv Hayah, Ve'im Boi Malacha, but Taken Lahavdu M'Malacha Seichel Nefesh, however, certainly one would not make Havdalah between Yontiv and Shabbos, as Rashi states, Ben Pisha Nichlas Chomim Medayim, Yetze. However, the Mishnah continues that if Yontif falls out in Matzoi Shabbos, then Mavdil and Leitoken, then the opposite is true. And since the Kedusha from Shabbos was greater than the Kedusha of Yontif, and you're going down a level of Kedusha, so therefore you would make Havdalah. However, there is no need to blow Tekiyos. And our Mishnah continues and asks, Ketzim Mavdilin, that when Yontif falls out on Matzoi Shabbos, and there's a requirement to do Havdalah, so what will one say during Havdalah? And the Tanakhama states, Hamnavdil ben Kedush l'Kedush, however, Abdeisa Ime ben Kedush Chomel l'Kedush Akal, and the Gemara will discuss this further. And the Gemara begins, Hechitekea, that when Yontif is on Friday and is now going into Shabbos, so how would one blow the Tekiyos? And as Rashi points out, that certainly everyone agrees that there's a requirement to make a Shinoi from other Avei Shabbosos, and Rashi explains, Shere in Kedusha Nechneses Chamur Mekedusha Yitzel Kolkach, and some agarists in Rashi, Shere Tekiyah, the Gemara brings a machlekes as Amar Bihuda Tekeo Maria Meteich Tekia, that they would sound a Tekia, and then without having any pause and without taking any breaths, would continue to sound a Trua. However, Rab Asi Omar Tekeo Maria B'Nishim Achas, Rab Asi holds that certainly one would pause, however, one would not take a breath between the Tekia and the Trua. And the Gemara tells us, Iskin Rab Asi Behutzel Kishmaitse, the Rab Asi was misakin to do as his shita in the town of Hutzal. And our Gemara continues and asks a question both from Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Asi, as Mesfe, as we learned to the Braisa, Yontif Shecholi is Be'er Shabbos, Toikin V'loi Marian, and it's Mashma that one would not do a true at all. And both Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Asi explain that we do make a true, and my love V'loi Marian Klal, and therefore it's Shver on Rabbi Huda as well as on Rabbi Asi. And the Gemara responds, Loi, Rabbi Huda Metar Sal Tamei, and Rabbi Asi Metar Sal Tamei, as Rabbi Huda Metar that the brisa just means that one would not make it standalone trua, and instead it would be part of the tekiya. Although generally, after one blows a tekiya, they would take a break and they would take a breath and then blow a trua. However, on Yontif Shecholi as Be'er Shabbos, one would blow a tekiya, and even though they would take a break, they would not take a breath and they would then blow a trua. And Ayin Rashi explains the of Rabbi Huda as well as Rabbi Asi, as Rabbi Huda holds that they will blow a trua mitoich atkia koidim shiisayim atkiu Maria b'seifa. However, Rabbi Asi holds b'neshima achas umikol mokoy mafsiku b'intayim. However, Ayin Amiri, that when he explains the sheet of Rabbi Huda, he states as follows: koidim shiisayim atkia b'shura hu maschu b'trua va'oisik chetzi atkiu chetzi trua b'shia atkia v'koshkin shedidu b'neshima achas shuri b'avochu yochol asik kain. Rabbi Asi omer to kia Maria b'neshim achas klimar she'ena mekata b'tkia el she'tekev lo'at trua b'yesem in aragol kedei she'agishu she'ena k'bishah yomim v'zeo she'omah b'neshim achas ayin sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah, as the Mishnah taught us that when Yontif falls on Matzah Shabbos, then mavdilin v'loi toikin, and the Mishnah brought about chlekes as to how to make Havdalah, as the Tanakhama stated that you would say amavdil ben kodesh l'kodesh and rabdeisir imeh ben kodesh chomel l'kodesh akal. And our Gemara now is Heche Amala, that where do you say these words? And Amar Yehuda b'chesim masa v'chein Amar Nachum b'chesim masa. And Yehuda states that the machlek is between the Tanakam and Rabbi Deisa is as to what chesima one will make when making this bracha. No change would be actually made to the actual bracha of Amadu ben Kaish l'chal. However, Rabbi Sheshes Breder of Edi Amar Afma b'sichasa, and Rabbi Sheshes Breder of Edi states that even in the middle of the bracha, instead of saying ben Kaish l'chal, one would either say ben Kaish l'kodesh, or according to Rabbi Deisa, one would say ben kodesh chomel l'kodesh akal. And the Gemara tells us v'les hilchas kavase, that we don't paskin like Rav Sheshes Breder of Edi. And the Gemara continues that Rav Deisa imeh ben kodesh chomel l'kodesh akal. And the Gemara tells us v'les hilchas kavase, we know that in Yontif Shecholi is b'matzoi Shabbos, we start off with the standard four Havdalahs, and we say hamadu ben kodesh l'chol ben er l'choshech ben yisrael la'amim ben yom ha'shvi l'sheshes ben yamasa. And then we get in ben kodesh Shabbos l'kodesh Yontif Dalta v'zeh and then, as the Tanakhama stated, we end off Baruch Atah Hashem Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. Our Gemara now continues. Amar Rav Zera teaches us that when Yontif falls during a weekday, then after Yontif we make Havdalah. Zok Rav Zera, that when making Havdalah we use the standard lashon of the regular Havdalah. And as Rav Zera teaches us, Yontif Shecholi is Be'emso Shabbos Oyim Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol Ben Or L'Choshech Ben Yisrael La'amim. And he explains, my time, the that why is it that we would say Beyoyim Ashvil Sheishes Be'amasa, and he explains that Seid Havdolis Humoina, and as Rashi explains, Seid Havdolis Hamurus B'Teru Humoina, and he is listing the various Havdolis that we find in the Torah, as we find in Pasha Shmini, Lahavdol Bein HaKodesh U'Bein HaChol U'Bein HaTomei U'Bein HaTar, and we find in Pasha Bereishis Vayavdol Alakim Bein HaOr U'Bein HaChoshech, and regarding the Havdolah Bein Yisrael La'amim, so the Pasuk at the end of Pasha's Kodesh tells us, V'yisim li kodoshim ki kodesh ani Hashem, avdil eskem min ha'amim li esli, and Rashi continues that even though we don't find an actual pasuk that states, Yoyim ha'shvil shesh me'amasa, however that is similar to ben kodesh l'chol, u'mishum d'boi l'meim me'in chasima samach chasimasa, and Ayin Rashi, four lines before the Ba'an Amid, where he explains, v'les hilchus kavase, that we don't pass him like Rav Sheshes, breeder of Edi, that you also say, ben kodesh l'kodesh b'psichasa, shari limnei seed avdolus who bar betchila v'avdol d'chsiva b'raisa b'kodesh v'chol tziva, as we explained. And Rashi points out that the Gemara also told us that we don't pass like Reb Zera, and we don't end off the bracha baruch atah Hashem hamavdol ben kodesh kamo l'kodesh kal. And as Rashi explains, the lema zelzin and beyantiv l'kodesh kodesh kal. And when Maisa the Meiri is bothered that how could we end off the bracha of hamavdol ben kodesh l'kodesh if we don't find that term used in the Torah, and v'arei in avdol niskaris el mekin mitzinu baloshim in haTorah. However, he explains, Hari nema v'vdila pareches l'chem ben haKodesh u'ben Kodesh haKodashim, and therefore you find a similar lashon, ayin sham, hadloch hakol shechtin, hadloch hakol shechtin, hadloch hakol shechtin, and we will stop over here.